Our producer is a guy by the name of Mark Brown. We lovingly refer to him as Brownie around here. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Greg. Oh, I'm, as usual, doing well.
Now, and I mentioned this before, you are a retired Air Force.
I am.
And how long did you spend in this service?
27 years.
So a long time.
Yes.
I've been and as I said to you off the air, I've resisted talking about what's going on with this Malaysian aircraft because, but you know, everybody seems to be talking about it.
Oh, yeah, a lot of theories.
Yeah, and I mean, and listening to a hallway conversation that you were just having with Jack, and I've heard people all this week at work who have been talking and wondering, and we seem to be transfixed with this, and I think because how did the thing just disappear? Now, you were visiting, and we were talking off the air, the fact that there would be a debris field if this thing had crashed.
Had it crashed, there would have been a very telltale debris field out there. Because it's like I was telling Jack, when a plane crashes, seldomly do they hit the ground like a dart. Usually they belly in, and then they start breaking up.
Right.
You know, and even on water, you know, at that speed and altitude, water turns into concrete.
It's like hitting the ground.
Exactly. And you're,
so it slides along the surface of the water and
right,
then breaks
and
up breaks as it goes.
Up.
Yeah.
And there's always, see, the years I spent with the Joint Recovery, POW-MIA, when we went out and recovered aircraft mishaps, some mostly military but some civilian, the way you find it is you start following the debris field, even over water. You just find the debris field and start working your way backward. And eventually, it's even like Payne Stewart's plane. When he hit up in northern South Dakota here, that plane left a smear. You know, it didn't leave just a hole in the ground.
Right.
That plane left a smear, probably about a quarter mile long. So this plane, if it were that big and had...
Because this was a 777, right?
Right. And it's got to have a lot of floatables. I mean,
you're talking about like things like seats and things that would be in the plane that would be floating and you would
exactly,
see.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you would see something telltale with this thing. Now, according to the satellites, they've seen a couple things floating in the water.
Which is what they're investigating now.
Exactly.
Right.
But they said they've, in this morning's news, they sunk. Well, that just can't be. I mean, wings of airplanes, when they snap off, they float. I mean, there's no two ways about it. The things are on the surface, and they're floating. I mean, if this thing actually hit and everything went down, it'd be an anomaly.
Very, very interesting. Mark Brown is our producer here at on the Greg Belford Show. And I was fascinated as we were talking about this out in the hallway. So what have your, I mean, as you've watched this unfold, with somebody who's got experience though when it comes to recovery of, you know, planes and so on, what are you thinking?
Well, number one, the area they're covering is vast. I mean, it is vast. But still, they've had numerous planes go down over the years, and somewhere, something is going to float to shore or be seen on the surface. I mean, as far as it pools out, something's going to be seen. And so far, nothing is, maybe two objects have been seen, which could be either driftwood or a part of the plane. And, you know, suddenly now those things are going down into the ocean. Something has got to give here. I mean, we got to find a debris field, a floating debris field. And I'll tell you this too, Greg, as far as I've ever known, a debris field doesn't, like, you know, this piece floats over here.
It floats together, doesn't it?
It floats together.
Yeah.
Exactly. So somewhere along the line, you're going to find a debris field to follow back practically to the crash site.
It's fascinating. What's your own personal thoughts as to what everybody's got a thought about what happened? What do you think?
I am thinking out in that part of the world with the islands they have. I mean, we fought World War II out there. A lot of islands with Japanese, American runways that were built that are still good today. You know, we'd go out there to recover, and those runways are still landable. You know, they're still good. So if there were ever an opportunity to steal a plane and you know, take it somewhere and hide it. There are a lot of places you can hide something that big. It's like finding a Volkswagen in Texas.
Yeah, that's a great great analogy. Mark Brown is our producer. Brownie, I appreciate it. We're going to talk about this coming up at length.
I can't wait to hear some of the other theories, Greg.
Thanks a lot. And again, Mark was a long time with the Air Force, and it was just fascinating as we were talking off the air. So what are your thoughts on what happened with this plane? And because it seems like everybody's got a thought. My own is... As Mark was talking about the debris field, and I thought the same thing. How could they not? In the age of transponders, in the age of everybody's cell phone's got a transponder in it, you know, they can't find anybody. They can't find, you know, they don't have a way to detect exactly where the plane is at. It would seem that maybe the plane was, at least to me, was stolen with maybe the intent of a future terrorist attack. We'll get your thoughts on it coming up. I have watched the debate over the Malaysian plane with, I think, as many a high degree of interest as well as a high degree of incredulity at some of the things that have been said. I'm going to roll a brief piece of audio. This was on CNN the other day. This was a special primetime report on Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. And CNN anchor Don Lemon read a pair of tweets from viewers. Now, among the panelists that he had, this is in front of a special panel. He had former Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation, Mary Schiavo, was there. Take a listen to what took place.
What if it was hijacking or terrorism or mechanical failure or pilot error? But what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? A lot of people have been asking about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Let's look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. And of course, they're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which has a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
Well, it is a black hole. It's about, you know, a small black hole would suck in our entire universe. So we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is often weather, and Lost is a TV show. So right. I think I always like things for which there's data, history, crunch the numbers. So for me, those aren't there. But I think it's wonderful that the whole world is trying to help with their theories. And I absolutely love it.
She thinks it's wonderful. The whole world's trying. Boy, oh boy. I would have said, what? Are you serious? A black hole? A black hole, really? The only black hole in this room is the one in your head. I was wondering what happened to that Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. It's a 777 aircraft that has disappeared. And as of yet, they've really found no indication of it. They've not found any... a crash wreckage. Theories are abounding, and we want to get your thoughts this morning on what you may have think happened to that flight. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Phil. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hi, Phil.
Hey, well, you know, I think logic would suggest that it's probably most likely on the bottom of the ocean somewhere. It's just hard to imagine you'd have a plane that size that could have landed somewhere without somehow that getting out there. But if you want to know what really happened.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, the guy with the black hole, that's a thought. But what really happened is, you know, they perfected their Klingon cloaking device. And you just got to use it on a large aircraft to the point.
That's as plausible as some of the theories that I've heard.
Well, the Avengers had a cloaking device, too, you know.
That's right. That's true. They did, didn't they?
They did.
Thanks for the call, Phil. 336-1320. Good morning, Steve. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
Doing well. Thanks, Steve.
You know, I really think this thing's just laying in the bottom of the ocean somewhere. I think they
But here's problems. Like what Brownie was saying earlier, and, you know, he worked on aircraft recovery during time he was doing POW and MIA recovery, and when these planes crash, they leave, even in water, they don't sink. They leave a debris field that's floating up on top of the water.
Well, then you can't entirely rule out aliens. Maybe they got tired of, they got tired of grabbing one or two people at a time, and they said, let's just take 250 of them at once.
But you know what? There are people out there floating ideas that are not far from. I mean, we're laughing, and it's absurd, and they're... But there are people who are seriously floating some ridiculous ideas as to what may have happened.
The thing that still gets at me is those two guys with the stolen passports that they say they weren't together, but their plane tickets were bought consecutively. To me, there's something there.
Yeah, and I've certainly have read some stuff that's speculative in nature but makes you think. And I'll share some of that coming up with you. Let's get to John. Hi, John. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg. I think that was stolen, but what I don't understand is the minute that an airplane deviates from its standard procedures or from its flight path, they're trying to get a hold of it right away, the FAA or whatever, in that part of the world, whatever FAA is in that part of the world. And there's a lot of people that are alerted when an airplane does that, and you know that this planet is rigged with satellites. Somebody must have had to see some country with a spy satellite, had to see that plane going somewhere.
John, I'm going to cut you loose just because we got a horrible connection. It's really bad. I think we caught the gist of what you were saying there. I read a piece the other day, and this is somebody who in aeronautics has got pretty extensive knowledge of this. I wish I had it in front of me because it was a very captivating piece. And he was saying that the transponders on these planes, it's not that difficult to change them. And he said he could see a scenario in which another plane, for instance, a smaller like a Cessna, some kind of smaller aircraft, private aircraft, would come up near this 777, and they would switch transponders from one plane to the other, each of them switching, the Cessna becoming the 777, and then the 77, you know, the Malaysian flight 370 going off and nobody paying attention to it because it had changed its transponder. And which, again, this stuff is incredibly speculative. But it makes you think. CNN poll said they did a poll and they found almost half, 46% of their viewers thought the plane had been stolen for a later terrorist attack. And without a debris field out there, I find it incredible we haven't found one, at least after this length of time. Without a debris field out there, that seems plausible to me. 20 minutes before 8, it's clear in 31. We're going to check in with Jack Taylor in the Kello News Center coming up. Again, right now. If you're just joining us this morning, we've been talking about the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 and a lot of different theories as to what may have happened to it. What are your thoughts? What do you think happened? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I've heard everything from the ridiculous and the supernatural, which I don't subscribe to that. I love that stuff. I love watching that stuff. I love watching the supernatural, and that kind of is very intriguing. I don't necessarily believe that's what happened. I don't think he had William Shatner up there on the plane with a gremlin up there tearing the wings off. Tearing the wings off the plane. But without a debris field, I honestly thought by now they would find a debris field. Because your initial thought is the plane crashed. That's the most, you know, usually the most plausible explanation is going to be the right one. And your first instinct will be the correct one. And your first thought is the plane crashed. But their inability to be able to find a debris field after this amount of time, this is what's, I think, really fueling speculation then as to what happened. To me, it's completely plausible that this plane might have been stolen for a later terrorist attack. It sounds ridiculous, I know, but I'll tell you, if we had visited in the week prior to 9/11, and I floated the idea to you that it would be possible for terrorists to hijack multiple planes on the same day, crash them into buildings, you'd have thought I was a nut. You wouldn't think it would have, right? You wouldn't have thought it was possible. And I think given the dedication of that, you know, that kind of, I just call it dedication, that kind of commitment, you know, this, by comparison, stealing a Malaysian's flight and taking the aircraft somewhere and making those kinds of plans, these are people who've got nothing on their hands but time to plot out this. It's, to me, it's plausible. And but again, my first thought is the plane crashed. And I'm still expecting that they'll find a debris field here at some point. But barring that, the only other thing I can think is that the plane was hijacked, possibly for use in a later terrorist attack. That's at least something that to me makes some degree of sense. But all of this, the Bermuda Triangle, and people are bringing that up, you know, and there are those that are floating all kinds of using the word supernatural a lot. I don't think anything supernatural happened in regard to this plane. Whatever it was something very human. It was something or mechanical. It was nothing outside the realm of. I just have such a hard time thinking in this day and age of technology and with the people on the plane that must have been carrying cell phones, how can they not have at least one transponder or some indication of where that plane is at?